Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Max Frost, and you're watching Life Minute. I'm a songwriter from Austin, Texas. I play a bunch of different instruments. My music is kind of all about just having a good time. It's about a groove. It's about telling a story. Music's always just sort of been a passion for me. Like, I was the kid who, at nap time in preschool, wouldn't sleep and would just be like singing songs and making noises and stuff. And it's always just sort of been, music's been like a nervous habit or something for me. When I was about 19, 20, I dropped out of UT. It had been about a semester I'd been off from school, and then I was playing a show where I had a backpack with a computer in it and a hard drive in it with all this music I've been working on. I put it in a green room, and I was hanging out about to play a show, and then I was about to go on stage, and I went back in there, and that's, I just remember I put the guitar in the backpack down and put my hoodie on top of it, and I walked in the room, and I knew someone hadn't just moved it because the hoodie was just laying there on the floor, and I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. And so never found that stuff and lost that music. And it was definitely a moment where I thought that, okay, this is the universe, God, whatever, telling me, hang it up. And then literally, I think it was the next day or the day after that, that I checked my email. Usually might have 5 emails or something, and I had like 1,000, and it was from SoundCloud notifications of people hearting the song White Lies I'd put out because a blog had picked it up, and then another blog had picked it up, and it kind of had this viral moment. Sort of my breakthrough online with music was literally days after losing everything that I'd ever made. So I just released a song called 11 Days. It was the first song I wrote for the album, second song I'm releasing from the album that comes out October 5th. Then I'm going straight into opening for Panic at the Disco on some shows in Texas and Oklahoma, which I'm super excited about. And then I'm going on my own tour. So this tour, this one's going to be a good one. I've got I think I'm bringing a drummer on for the first time. In the past, I've only just been doing it as a one-man show where I'm looping everything and just sort of running around like a madman. And this time I think I'm going to bring a drummer just so I can service the songs a little bit better, bring it a little bit closer to the record, but still bring people into kind of the more intimate side of how I make music. It's been a wild ride, you know. It's a tough business. It's definitely, I've done more and am grateful to have done more already than I ever expected to have done. I just kind of live every day while I get to do this as appreciative and looking forward to getting to do more if I can.